B-Pod Studios.
Covers the Eagles for the Inquirer, theinquirer.com. He's terrific. You know him every week. Jeff McClain on the Comcast Business Hotline. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, guys. What's up?
So, what's your vibe, man? Like, you know, I'm trying to figure this out. The travel piece is heinous. The short week facing the Packers, but I don't know. What's your read on this whole thing?
Yeah, it's a tough. You know, I haven't made my pick yet. Although I think I'm leaning towards picking the Eagles. And while that wasn't a pick I made prior to the season, I thought this would be, you know, the one they'd lose during this first month. I just, you know, you got to take it week by week, and I just think the Eagles are good enough team that with their backs up against the wall, they can pull out a win in Green Bay. Now, look, that's not going to be easy. We all know Aaron Rodgers at Lambeau Field. He's got an 80% winning percentage there. They're 3-0. I don't think they've overpowered teams, not with their offense, but the one thing that you have seen is an improvement on the defensive side of the ball. Mike Pettine, who we all know here obviously from his Central Bucks days, has done a good job to get that unit kind of in working order. There were many years where it just wasn't cohesive, and now it is. So you have to be concerned about that. And A-Rod at any moment can, you know, twirl four touchdowns in a row. So it's a toss-up to me.
Yeah, Jeff, I'm where you are, too. I'm citing, you know, the past recent, you know, in 2015 when the Eagles went to Gillette Stadium and beat the Patriots and Chips last year when they went to L.A. and beat the Rams. Urgency, and you can't manufacture it. It has to happen organically. It's happened organically here, and you have a heightened sense. The Eagles are a desperate team here early, but just how desperate do you think they feel down there? We feel desperate, but do they feel the same level of desperation as the fan base at 1-2 right now and heading to Green Bay?
I think I do think there's a little bit of, I wouldn't say desperation. There's a little bit of, hey, you know, we can't go 1-3. I mean, that's just it. And, you know, typically you'd have a full week to look at the film and kind of wallow maybe in that loss, but they haven't been able to do that because they got to look ahead to the Packers going on the road in a short week. And, you know, talking to a couple players just off to the side, they're not shocked that they're 1-2, but they're like, we're not a 1-3 team. We're not a 1-3 team. There's too much talent on this team. And look, I've heard that before from other teams, and guess what? They end up becoming 1-3 teams and even worse than that. But I just have the feeling that given the circumstances, the way they lost these two previous games, I mean, anything, you know, one catch here, forced fumble here or there, or something could have changed the outcome of those games, and they're 3-0. Sure, that's easy to say when you're on the losing side, but I feel like this team is certainly good enough to win on the road at Green Bay.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think the thing that scares me the most, though, is that short week on a Thursday, man. That's tough. That, you know, we did the number, not counting the week, the opening week, home teams were 12-4 on Thursday nights.
Yeah. I guess the only thing that I would say is that it's better that it's earlier in the season than later in the season when you're running on fumes.
Yeah.
Obviously, the opponent is as well, but again, going on the road is probably more difficult in December on a short week than it is in September. Mm-hmm. That being said, the Eagles aren't exactly healthy. They're missing a lot of key players. It looks like Alshon Jeffery's going to play, so that's a huge get for the offense. Dallas Goedert should be back as well, full time. So we're starting to see that offensive side of the ball look a little like the Eagles had intended. No DeSean Jackson certainly is going to hurt them. And on the defensive side, you're without Ronald Darby, but to me that's kind of a wash. So, you know, you're getting a little healthier, but as you mentioned, going on the road, hopping on a plane after a loss, it's tough.
Hey, Jeff, you brought up DeSean Jackson, and I know he's not playing in this game, but what's the timetable for his return? I know Tim McManus reported that surgery was kind of recommended for him, and he denied it. So what is the recovery for him with this abdominal injury?
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
It sounds like it's going to be it's going to be up to him. He has the option maybe after this week to decide if he wants to play or not, or as Tim had reported, get the surgery. And it's something I think he's just going to put off until the end of the season, which, one, makes you worried about how he'll perform, if he's going to be at peak condition the rest of the year. But two, also, if something worse happens, you know, like you have an abdomen, let's say it's a sports hernia surgery or sports hernia injury, it can get worse. You can have a double sports hernia or something like that. So certainly some issue with Deshaun. I think a lot of it's going to just be pain maintenance and whether he can go out there and play through it. I think he's only one season he's played all 16. So it's not like this is a huge surprise.
How do you think this defense has fared? And, you know, when you look at this matchup and after what you saw on the tape, and you got the kids now having to face Rodgers, I agree with you with Darby. He's been such a mess. But the Lions did kind of go up and down the field at times.
No, and I like Jim's game plan for the Falcons as well. They've done all right. As you mentioned, they didn't get a lot of yards on them, but they also didn't get any game-turning plays. No sacks, no forced turnovers. I mean, the yards are great and all, but you got to be able to come up with some big plays every now and then, especially if your offense is doing the opposite and fumbling the ball and dropping passes and taking dumb penalties. And that's kind of what we saw the Eagles' defense in 2017 and towards the end of 2018. And, you know, that's why I've kind of hammered on the defensive line all off season and now. I thought they were fine at defensive tackle after, you know, Malik Jackson and bringing back Timmy Jernigan, but both those guys are hurt now, and you're not getting enough from the edges. And yeah, that, you know, look, I like Derek Barnett. I've told you guys this. We all like Brandon Graham. These are really good players. Vinnie Curry's a good third guy, but none of them are great in their roles. I'm talking like, you know, elite great, and you need that. You need one of those guys, or you need a collection of them, of maybe one tier lower. And I do think at some point you're going to start seeing some production from that unit, but you have to be concerned about Barnett, who's had the shoulder and now he's got an ankle.
Yeah.
And this is a guy that you're relying a lot on. When you traded away Michael Bennett and you basically kind of allowed Chris Long to walk into retirement, you place the onus on Derek Barnett that in year three, our former first round pick is going to come out and be that guy. And while I thought he had a good first two games, he's not making Khalil Mack or, you know, Miles Garrett or those, you know, and I'm not saying that that's a pretty high bar, but we're talking about a number, 14 pick, you know.
Yeah,
at some point you got to start making game changing plays.
See, I guess what bothered me the most from Sunday was the drive at the end of the third quarter where the Eagles had got within 20-17 and the Lions go down the field and they went up scoring. I think it was like the first play of the fourth quarter where Stafford hits Marvin Jones. And that was a 75-yard drive when the Eagles had taken momentum and lost in the block field goal and the drops. That moment, the defense needs to come up with a stop and allow the offense to kind of relax and go down the field, and they allowed Stafford to drive 75 yards and score a touchdown.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, they had a good stop later in the game, and they had them early to get them back into it. But you're right. I mean, at some point, you need your defense to, if the offense isn't getting it done and they're turning the ball over, you need that unit to kind of step up. Because, again, this team is definitely built more towards scoring points than it is stopping them. And you need guys like Fletcher Cox to, you know, he's your linchpin, right? He's your $100 million guy. He's your all-pro.
He needs to be better.
And he needs to be better. Yeah. And look, you know, we have to factor in Malik Jackson done, Tim Jernigan done for a month. he's coming off surgery, and the defensive ends aren't as good as they were last year, at least that unit, especially with Michael Bennett rushing inside next to him on third downs. But again, I do feel like there's a bit of Fletcher just kind of working his way back. I did a story on it today, a film breakdown of Fletcher, and you can see the explosion, you can see the greatness at times, but you just don't see, I think, the Fletcher that we're all used to. I think it may happen eventually. But once he starts playing better, I think that'll help as well. But right now, they're not playing at the level. I mean, look, Jim Schwartz is not blitzing a heck of a lot, but the zero blitzes, I mean, I've never seen him zero blitz this much in my entire, you know, 4 years he's been here. Why is that? Because the front four isn't getting home by themselves.
Yeah. Jeff, I know you got to catch a plane to Green Bay. Real quick, anything on Jalen Ramsey that you're hearing?
No, I haven't heard anything. No. I think they're asking too much. I just don't think that's...
I'll tell you, I don't think they're asking too much.
No, okay.
All right, I'm going to tell you this. I think the Eagles...
You mean too much for what you'd be willing to give.
No. I think the Eagles are in on Ramsey.
Oh, they're in on it. They're in on it, but I just wonder if they're going to be willing to give up. I mean, at some point, who knows?
Hear me out for one second, and then you can read between the lines. So, I think that they felt like they were close to something, and then ownership pulls Ramsey back. I think if it was up to Coughlin... They would have made the trade already. And ownership, the owner loves Ramsey. And I think the owner kind of pulls him back a little bit.
Well, I mean, he's a marquee guy. I mean, and he's also kind of like a celebrity. And they don't have that really down there in Jacksonville. He's as close as they get to that type of player. So I guess the owner maybe factoring that as well. The Eagles are in on it.
And I think Coughlin would have taken the one and the two.
And the two, all right, and a player maybe?
One and a two.
Just one. Sure. Yeah. I mean, look, we all know Howie is willing to do something. And we've seen him do the last 2 years, Golden Tate and Jay Ajayi. I just wondered if it was like maybe we can bleed this out for a little longer because, again, you don't want to throw Jalen into a losing mix. You'd like to throw him into a winning mix. Although I don't think he's as much of a problem child as...
I agree. I don't think so. I do it as much for the long term as I do for now anyway.
Yeah, he wants to win. I mean, whenever you hear him, I think he just wants to win. You have to deal with some of the other stuff, but I'm all for that.
Yeah.
I love a great quote. Bring him in the locker room.
Yeah. He's a spectacle, Jeff. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeff, safe travels, man. Thanks for doing this, and we'll talk to you next week.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.